What a journey we have all been on this twin flame extravaganza. I don't know about you, but I really wish sometimes there was a reset button that we could just click and easily shift from some of the things that we've been through into the next level, the next new beginning. We're all tired of all the things that we went through, and we went up into this ascension, and it has really taken a toll on, I know for me, physically. And so many people are going through things still, and they're wishing that they were in another time, space, reality, and place, and that being the next level of this journey. Right now, we are split collectively from the past and the future, and it's about living in two worlds at the same time. And there's multiple dimensions in between, and it's about what bandwidth, what dimension do you want your reality to be? And there is no way to be able to shift forward until you make the choice of which timeline in that you want to live in. And so there's no better time than the present to make a conscious choice, because it's your actions that you need to take to choose that reality. And if you're sitting there pausing and you're still not taking action, then stay tuned, because this video, I'm going to share with you 5 super steps that can help you transition into your next best fresh start. Hello, fellow flames. In case we haven't met, my name is Dr. Harmony, and I will help you live fearless, live loved, and live free. If you're new to my channel, welcome. And if you're returning, welcome back. Make sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell so that you know when all my videos and content come live. Today, I'm going to share with you 5 super steps so that you can make a fresh start towards your next level of who it is you came here to be and what it is you came here to have. But before we get started, make sure if you've not got plugged into my Restart Guidebook and my 10-day Fresh Start Challenge, that you get plugged into that in the link below, because it will help you take this to the next level so that you can begin to give yourself permission and take action towards your next new beginning. I want to also thank everyone that has purchased the Twin Flame Ascension Oracle deck and has gave me all the feedback on it. If you're looking to still get plugged into the deck, make sure to get your copy below. They are now available and they are going quickly. So I want to make sure that if you want to get plugged in before they go on back order, make sure to do so. And also make sure to tag me on some of the social media if you've gotten your deck and how you are going about receiving messages and what you're experiencing as you begin to navigate this inward journey where this deck will guide you to the best version of you. So the first super step that's going to be so important is for you to figure out what is the goal. That really means, what do you want? And I've been saying that for several months now, but it cannot be more timely than ever before now, because it seems like an easy question, but then why is it so hard? Why is it hard for us to figure out what it is that we want to do next? And part of that is because our fear of the past. We're afraid we're going to make the same mistake. We're still trying to operate in the old timeline, the old patterns, the old way to navigate this journey. And it's like putting a square peg in a round hole. And if we did our old patterns, we would probably get out a jackhammer and we would take that hole of being round and try to make it square just so we can get the square peg to go in. I know I've done that in the past, and it really taught me a lot about letting go of different layers and levels of myself many times, but here we go again. The key is, this is an endless journey. A lot of people are trying to figure out what is next, in a sense that I've done this over and over and over, so why am I going through it again? And that's a piece of the block, because it's keeping you stuck and you're standing at that crossroad and you're really stuck in it because you're trying to discern if you're doing it right or not. And as we know, you can't do anything wrong on this journey, but the intention that you put behind the goal or the effort that you're going to put into it is going to make all the difference in the world. So you know you came here, your soul did, for a purpose. It came here for a reason. And so your only job in this is to really just come into alignment with the highest version of you, what it is you desire, what it is that your soul came here to experience. And now more than ever, as we've said, The universe is trying to back you and give you the lift up to that next level if you just surrender and take action regardless of knowing what exactly the outcome is. This is really testing the outcome. And if you're still tapped into that outcome of a twin flame, by now it should be very important that the goal is that you find love inside of you and you start experiencing love every day and you stop waiting for love and you become love. And the minute you become love, you are love and you align with love and then you experience love with everything. And if you're really ready to take action and you really don't have a clue what it is you're passionate about, I would highly recommend you get plugged into my 30-day passion project, where you will be given tips, tools, techniques on a daily basis for 30 days that will literally help you unlock and tap into what it is that you desire. It's going to take some work. It's going to take some effort. It's going to take some showing up. But if you will really put that work in and use that free resource, it will help you go to the next level. So the second super step to start fresh is to know your values. To know your values, you really have to know who it is you are, to know yourself really deep on the inside, to really connect to that inner voice, the inner intuition, the direction that you are now becoming the genie in the bottle or the oracle. The minute you come into the alignment of who you are and you believe in yourself, you come into a state of power that you will actually experience cycles and repetition and keep creating the situations for you to reclaim that power by implementing that new way and stop doing things the old way. And one of those, especially on the twin flame journey, is knowing your value, knowing that you deserve love, that you deserve better, that you deserve someone to show up for you, that you deserve the kind of love that the twin flame journey is all about. But you have to see that value in yourself before other people are going to value you. And there's no way that your twin flame can find value in you if you're not showing up for yourself and you are not doing the things you need to do for yourself to stand in your own power and to stand into you claiming that power and you knowing your worth. If you can't know those core values, then it's robbing you of your ability to tap into all of who it is you are. And if you aren't in alignment with who you are, you can't be in alignment with your soul's purpose, and you can't be in alignment with all that is. And so you're going to be out of alignment with your soul's destiny that will not let your soul rest until you continue to come into who you are. And knowing your value at that place is priceless. The third super step to move forward into a fresh start is to get organized. And if you're getting into this place, I want to congratulate you because this is what I feel I'm arriving to. And it's kind of where past and future meet present. And I'll tell you more about what that means in a minute. But the goal with it is that you have to have a solid direction in mind that gives you something to focus towards, of some sort of a plan so that you can take the action towards. And then when you combine your goals and your intentions with your values, it's time to prepare for that action in that direction forward. And this means to get to that place, you've had to do some work to clean out things from your life that's no longer serving you. And that means that you have to be working through emotions and the baggage so that you can move forward without these limitations that are holding you back. And this is, again, where people are getting stuck in the bandwidth from the past to the future, and they're being stuck inside of one of those dimensions and keeping you blocked to a lower level of your ability to be at your greatest level. So one of the things I'm finding for me personally is when it comes to my mission. I did a lot of training, a lot of work, and was a very organized person, probably one of the most organized people you could ever imagine in your life. But being that detailed and being that organized really slowed me down and also limited me. Going from that into the ascension and learning how to let go of that and going into a place of full surrender and going with the flow and just really just paying attention to myself every day and what are my needs every day and how can I show up every day to honor myself in every moment. To now coming back into the alignment of what it takes to bring it into form. And that is, I had the blueprint. I had the structure to begin with. It's just that I needed to have it flow in a way that was graceful structure. And it's not about the action we take in the organization of it or the blueprint of it. It's the intention or the energy behind the action we're taking that's the thing that determines the outcome. And so before, my intention behind it was really my masculine energy. And I was so driven and so focused on just how organized things were and these things that would keep me really pigeonholed into minimizing things, to learning how to now get back organized, show up at more of a regular schedule, plan out my day, pull out, dust off some of my templates of, you know, my social media calendar content and all these things, to where I can actually now go back to doing some of the things that I didn't have time to or didn't have the interest in or that felt like I shouldn't focus on at the time. Now I have extra help and I'm able to expand. And so because I've let go and have manifested and attracted someone that's amazing that can show up and support me, which, by the way, he'll be editing this. And actually, I should say both of them. Two people will be editing this. So I have, you know, my beloved Julian doing the same thing as what I'm saying. So thanking him for being a part of this journey to give me space to expand. And also the new virtual assistant helping me learn that I have accomplished something by attracting the people that I need to help me in a place of getting things done and me not having to really manage things as much as I go forward in these new ways. And that's something that's huge for me. And so for me now, it's about getting organized so that I can pick up where I left off in some degree and take everything that I planned on my mission forward in a greater degree, a higher level, and a more expanded version and the newer version of who I am. And so I invite you to take a look at what's not serving you, let it go, and then start putting your attention and actions into what it takes for you to get organized, for you to bring into form what it is you're trying to create. So the fourth step forward is to rewrite your script. And that means, what are you telling yourself? What programs are still running? What thoughts, feelings, emotions, and patterns are going on inside of you? No matter how prepared we can be sometimes for these other things outside of us, if you're inside, still going through the process, even if your energy is still wired to operate from the patterns that have been taking place, you could be taking all of the action. You could know the direction and you could be clear on it. But if this script is still running inside of you and you still have those patterns taking place or the energy that's still playing out to the old belief systems, to the negativity, to the idea that you feel like you're kind of doomed or that you can fail or that how am I going to get past this and is this ever going to end? If you can't look at this from a positive spin and everything that you're saying and talking to yourself inside, then you still got the pattern running and it's time to rewrite that script. So pay attention to your attention and give yourself the benefit of the doubt that you really do have this and it's just a matter of seeing yourself differently. And treat yourself like your best friend. And what would you say to, you know, your client or your friend or beloved at this timeline? You would probably be cheering people on. You probably would view them from a level of giving them the benefit of the doubt that they really do have this. You need to talk to yourself that way. You need to create that kind of a relationship with yourself. After all, this is a journey of self-love and self-discovery and self-connection in a way that we can really know who we are at the core of our being. And if we don't connect this deeply with ourselves, we sure can't connect with the beloved on the other end of that or other people that deeply as well. And last but not least, it's so important to cut yourself some slack. And so you can do that when you can find and come into the place of number 5, which is embracing a thankful spirit. Be thankful for the lessons that you've learned on this journey. Forgive yourself, forgive your twin flame, forgive the past. Make a conscious choice to move forward and giving yourself permission for the fresh start. It is so important that you don't stay hung up on the past. Otherwise, you are going to be doubly connected to it from then and now, meaning it's going to keep tethering you back to the experience. Your body's going to stay in a state of shock and trauma from reliving all of those emotions and that darkness and the dark night of the soul that we go through. So extend yourself some slack and be able to do that with other people as well. And to do that, send grace and send love and the sense of thankfulness to your twin flame, to the catalyst, to the ascension teachers, to everyone that got you and helped you become who and where you are. And to do that, look around in your life and take inventory of who is in your life. And if they've made it this far, then be grateful. Take some time to reconnect with people in a way that you can literally express your gratitude for them. And to maybe even to the higher self, if from the twin flame or the catalyst or anybody along your path that's been a teacher, if you're not in contact anymore, still send them love, still bring them into a compassionate bubble of pink love and light, and send them the sense of this grace and this gratitude that comes from within you that is going to expand you in such a way that it's going to lift your spirits. It's going to raise your vibration, because the highest known vibration is the sense of joy and compassion from the higher self and the higher soul. And this is opening up then your higher heart. This is connecting to your higher self, and this is allowing your higher self to come in as you act in such ways for other people, to bring in the graceful spirit in a way that we become an embodiment of the Kuan Yin energy is what I'm feeling. Kuan Yin represents the goddess of compassion. And if we hadn't have really went through all of these experiences, we wouldn't have this amount of compassion we have for other people, because if we see it correctly, and wouldn't even say really correctly, but at the highest state of it, and see the innocence in that, what's happening in this three-dimensional reality is literally just the mirror of another timeline, and that everything that's going on between you and that person is really just interactions to heal and clear karma, and that they're actually triggering you in such a way for you to be able to find yourself. And if they're not where they need to be for themselves, but you have found yourself, wow, what a gift they have given you. That is something to be thankful for. So I invite you to really embrace this thankful spirit and make note, make it an intentional practice to be able to send them grace and glory for helping you connect with all of you. So make sure you get plugged into my 10-day Fresh Start Challenge. And when you sign up for that, you will receive the Restart Guidebook that's going to help give you more tips, tools, techniques for you to make a conscious effort and take action towards your new beginning and create it with a fresh start. So please like, comment, share the shine, and let me know how this Fresh Start series is impacting you. And I send you loads and loads of love. May you always face your fears, find freedom, and glow forward on fire. Namaste.